Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Phil Vitale's in our studio, restaurant critic, Chicago Tribune. Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I can take the winter weather. I expect it. But weather like this in April feels like a broken promise.
Keep going. That's beautiful.
I feel betrayed.
That's beautiful.
So you got a bloody nose.
I know. Pow! Cow! Biff! Phil wrote in the Tribune today about Sky, S-K-Y. Is that how you pronounce it, Sky, or S-K-Y?
I pronounce it Sky. I hope I'm doing it right.
S period, K period, Y period. Finally in full flight, Pilsen Hotspot soars. It's got 3 stars, and there's a beautiful picture of the dish that you were writing about there. A delicately non-traditional...
Bibimbap.
Excuse me?
Bibimbap.
Exactly.
Where it comes from, sure.
No. With silky foie gras instead of a soft egg, along with mushrooms, broccolini, scallions, and toasted nori. And I got to tell you, that does not look good to me.
Really?
Well, that's just not my cup of tea.
There you go.
But I think a lot of people are looking at it and making reservations right now.
It's a pretty dish. The funny thing is...
It's a beautiful dish. It's just not my kind of food.
And presented very compartmentalized, so the nori's in one place.
Yeah.
And the broccolini's in another place, then the foie sits on top. But what you're supposed to do when it comes to your table is get out your fork and spoon and just dig into it and mash it up, and as you would when someone gives you a steak tartare, say. Yeah. You have the egg on top, and you do a little mushing at the table, and then you eat it.
Nobody's ever given me a steak tartare. And by the way, what is bitmap? What is that? Bippy Mappa?
Bibimbap is a traditional Korean dish, usually with...
is that chicken?
Usually
in
with
there?
Beef. It's usually beef.
Beef?
This time it's the foie gras on top, and there's mushrooms, and there's nori. There's not beef, but...
What's foie gras?
Foie gras is fattened duck liver.
Didn't we ban that in Chicago?
For about a year and a half, 2 years almost, yeah.
But it's okay now? It's legal again?
Yeah, they overturned the ban. It was a silly thing.
Well, not if you're a goose.
No, there's almost no goose foie gras in this country. Almost none. It's all duck.
Okay, fine. Not if you're a duck. I mean, if I'm a duck, I'm not crazy about being force-fed a lot of food, enlarging my liver, and then having you take it. How good is that for the duck?
Well, the last few days aren't great. But then again, the last few days of your life probably aren't going to be great either. We all check out more or less the same way, you know, kind of wheezing, hard to move, you know.
So this is Korean food at Sky?
It is not, but it is Korean-inspired. His wife, whose initials are SKY, is Korean. He is, I believe, half Filipino. And so they visit Korea a lot. That's where they got married. And so he knows a lot about that kind of food. But he just, at the same time, he has a wife and a family that would be, you know, no matter how he would try to make it perfectly authentic, it probably wouldn't. So he doesn't even try. He takes those ingredients and he just plays with them. So the flavors will remind you of Korean food. It would not be I don't think there's a strict Korean dish on the menu at all.
So I don't know what people are going to think when they come in there. Who would you recommend go to a restaurant like this then, if it's not traditional Korean? It sure ain't American.
No, but I mean, you can still get a chicken there. You can still get a pasta dish there. It's not. I highlighted that bibimbap because it's such a pretty dish, I think, and it really speaks to what he's trying to do. But this is not going to strike you if you sat down and looked at the entire menu and say, "What country am I in?" Because you wouldn't. You'd say, "I'm here in Chicago, and this kind of looks good," or in your case, not so good.
Well, I'm only reacting to my own personal. You and I had this conversation off the air just as you sat down today, and I said that a lot of reasons I shouldn't be a food journalist, but one of them is my palate just isn't that broad. And I asked you if you always had an interest in eating everything, and you said,
Yeah.
This was a dream. This is the perfect job for you.
Yeah, I'm like a vacuum cleaner with a brand new bag. Just point me at it.
Well, give me one other dish you really liked at Sky in Pilsen.
I wrote this a week and a half ago, even though it's in the paper today. So what did I...
You want me to read it to you?
Yeah, please.
says they hit town in 2015. After instead, he fell in love with it. This is the part where I just got the front
you
page
want the
here.
Back page.
Yeah, no, I don't.
It should be on page 7. It should be in the inside fold.
Yeah, see what I did.
That's it in black and white. That's the rest of it.
Oh, hello, Asian inspired anyone? Well, you featured in here hamaki sashimi. Is served at Sky with black sesame seeds, dribbles of ponzu, and crispy bits of puffed rice.
You could expect to see that in any Japanese restaurant.
Maine lobster dumplings you liked.
Mm-hmm.
You liked the cheesecake there.
Oh, that's
the organic fried chicken with fermented hot sauce and creamed corn.
Yeah.
It does sound actually pretty good, doesn't it?
It is very good. And that because he ferments the hot sauce, it has a depth of flavor that of just a plain real hot sauce that just burns your tonsils doesn't have. It's just got this real great depth.
Two quick questions about ballpark food.
Mm-hmm.
That is...
Which ballpark?
Well, one about each, actually.
Right.
So we will tomorrow be at Sox Park.
All right.
Guaranteed rate. Field. You have not, though one of your colleagues did review the food there last year. I wonder if somebody going to make the trip over and write it up again this year, do you know?
I don't know. We did such an exhaustive report last time. We ate every single thing. I think Nick hit a couple of the new items about a week ago that they were being shown to us. And
I'm more interested in eating around the park. Now, we're going to be at Cork and Kerry tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We asked you for some other places that might be nearby, and you gave us a list of Nana, Takira San Jose, Ed's Pot Sticker House. I love the sound of that.
They make these unusual for us pot stickers. His are longer; they're cigar shaped, but they're really tasty. And it's a cute little place. It's right there on Halsted Street, around between 31st and 32nd.
We'll put this list on my page, my Facebook page. I'm WGN King John on Facebook. 35th Street Red Hots, Maxwell Street Depot. I don't know that I've been there.
It's as the name would suggest, with Maxwell Street, it's going to have a lot of Polish sausage. Particularly good is the pork chop sandwich there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I'm hungry
that's
right
a
now.
Good one. Nick
Maxwell
swore
Street
by
Depot.
It.
Yeah. 31st Street. Han 202. Riccobini.
Yep. They're most famous for their breaded steak sandwich.
Polo Cafe on Morgan, and Duck Inn on Eleanor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Polo Cafe is a nice steak, seafood, pasta place about a mile west of the ballpark. Kevin Hickey has the Duck Inn. He's a Bridgeport born and raised, and he's doing really sophisticated food, but it's really approachable. Of course, he does a whole duck for two, which is just a knockout dish, just an absolutely tremendous duck.
You're going to review the restaurants in the new building across from Wrigley Field. They've got that hotel there now.
I am. When they open. One's open now. A couple are. And next week I'll have a little rundown of all these places, some of which will be open in time for opening day, which is a week from Monday, last Monday.
Yeah.
And
Monday.
Thank you. That's another way of
saying it. Also known as Monday.
Also called Monday. That's a good, that's a good system. I got to work on that. And so some will be open for opening day. A couple are open already. And we've got a few that are going to be further down the season.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Phil. Read Phil Vitale in the Chicago Tribune, even
please,
if he doesn't. Because
I'm halfway through that story I just talked about. I've got that in my head. I can't remember. I know how embarrassing.
It's good to see you, Phil. Thanks for coming by.
My pleasure.
Phil Vitale, Chicago Tribune restaurant critic.